tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Survivor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I am here for the third week in a row. I guess I'm unofficially part of the cast here, but I'm joined by somebody. I'm joined by several people today.
Yes.
Hi there, Ryan.
How are you? Hello, everybody.
I know there's so many people on YouTube that are excited to have you back on.
Trust me. Thank God, people. I'm back. And look, and Jerry Manthe has walked in the door.
Jerry Manthe's walking
you're
in.
Over
you're
there.
Sitting on the
Things
couch
are crazy.
There.
Get
are
over
crazy.
There.
And we have another surprise for you, Jerry. Well, first of all, my name's... I don't even know Jerry formally.
This
my name is Ned. I'm not
right
Justin.
Now.
We're
yes.
on live.
Okay. I don't know about this thing on the couch today.
We can try and work. Well, you're going to put the headphones on, too.
Yeah.
Okay. But we also have with us for this special episode of Survivor called Let's Make a Move, we have the person who was actually kicked off of Survivor last night, John Misch, on the phone. John, hello there.
What the fuck?
Hello. How's it going over there?
Fine. How you doing, John?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Awesome. we're just flying by the seat of our pants here tonight. But so talk to us a little bit about you know your experience on Survivor. I must think it must be really crazy to see the plan to get you out last over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, I obviously, I mean, it was extremely obvious from watching that she's been trying to go after me for a while. And when I was out there, I mean, I was completely oblivious to that, which is another thing that was very obvious. All I saw was that Missy was being very loyal. I didn't see Natalie planning anything. She did a very good job of laying low with that. You know, props to her.
I mean, she was literally in bed with you last week, and next thing you know, she's stabbing you in the back.
No, it's crazy. It was a good play, though. You gotta give her credit for it.
We do have to say, too, like, during the course of the episode that you, you know, you guys did get engaged, too, recently, right?
Yeah. Jacqueline and I got engaged yes. October 22nd. So, we're planning on getting married in September next year.
Well, congratulations. And I have to say, like, every time she spoke, she was right about her gut the entire time. Watching the episode back last night, were you like, why didn't I listen to her?
You have no idea how many times I said that.
And how many times did she tell you should listen to me?
they didn't show as often as I thought they would how many times Jacqueline and I were questioning our alliance. We both went back and forth on whether or not we should question them. I was usually saying, you know, should we trust Missy? Because I thought it was too good to be true that she was being so loyal. And Jacqueline was more saying, should we trust Natalie? And she would always say to me, no, we're good, Missy's good. And I would always say to her, no, we're good, Natalie's good. And we were both wrong.
So, John, I have a question for you. Is this kind of a testament to your relationship at home? The fact that your girlfriend seems to have a little bit more insight into the devious nature of human beings and you kind of seem oblivious to that?
I'm definitely the one that is the more trusting of the two of us. I kind of look for the good in people, whereas she's more realistic.
I could see
so,
that.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
And you guys are from Michigan, which my husband's also yes. from Michigan, so I know how trusting you guys are up there from personal experience.
It's because it's so cold.
Yeah, it's so cold.
Yeah, no, really, it is. It's extremely cold. It's terrible.
Is it snowing right now? Are you snowed in?
No. It's 29 degrees, but we're not snowed in.
Hey, so question for you, too. So were you guys obviously watching the episode last night, and you guys were actually had, like, you know, your confrontation with each other. Did it bring it all back?
Yeah.
Because it's been a while. You guys have gotten over it. But, you know, once you see it again on TV, you know, why were you guys just laughing at it at this point?
We actually were just all – we were completely laughing at it. Once you actually see how much starvation and stress and things like that were actually playing into the argument. We're kind of sitting back and watching, like, really, that's all that it was about? And even she was like, I was that mad for that long because of that? That's ridiculous. I mean, but it's all those situations are so blown out of proportion because of these emotions that are just out of whack because your body's going through this terrible, terrible thing. So,
well,
we were having a good time with it.
Yeah, I could say, John, honestly, from my own personal experience on the show that, you know, when I was presented with the idea of taking my husband or my sister out there, I was very hesitant myself as well because I knew that there would be a lot of dirty laundry aired on the show just from the amount of stress and lack of sleep that you have. And I mean, it made for great TV, but I got to say, I was really worried about your relationship there for a second.
Right.
Oh, no, we were fine the entire time. Even when we were arguing, we knew what was most important.
Well,
it was actually very good for our relationship.
Yeah, I got a question. I mean, you guys actually were very lucky considering the past two seasons of Blood vs. Water. You got to spend a lot of screen time with your loved one. And there was a lot of PDA. Yeah. Let's be honest. There was a lot
my
of
God.
Kissing going on.
It's because they're hot. You know, we want to see the hot people hook up.
Let me say something about that, though.
Please do.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
Jerry's not a fan of the PDA, by the way.
We do PDA, you know. Right.
I hate PDA.
Right, and we do PDA, but I feel like they showed every single kiss that we shared together. And when you take 72 hours and you condense it into 1 hour and you put all the kisses in that 1 hour, it's like, what the, like, Jacqueline and I didn't even speak. All we did was kiss each other. Like, oh, good morning, kiss, 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 kiss. Okay,
yeah,
don't try to make it less
than it is. We can tell that you're a very affectionate couple and that's awesome and everything, but
yeah.
I labeled it every time you guys kissed mac and cheese because that sound of like,
Jerry was actually hoping when you guys were back at camp by yourself that we were going to see some more action, on the After Dark show.
No. Last thing on your mind when you're starving.
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, I won't even, I was gonna go there.
You were gonna go there. Inappropriate. So, John, how was your experience in general on the show? Was this a dream come true for you? Looking back now at the experience and watching it with all your friends, like, how has this experience been?
Yeah, no, it was absolutely incredible. I think more than anything, just the appreciation that you gain from going through something like that is priceless. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
You know, I have another question.
It's nice to be able to.
Hey, John, I got a question to ask you. Do you regret on any level giving away all those amazing reward challenges you won? Because you were so quick every single time to, like, trade it off with somebody.
Especially last week's, considering considering what happened.
Yeah. You know, I don't actually regret that too much. This past one with Baylor, where I give it to Baylor, I don't regret giving that to her at all. I still don't actually think that was a part of my demise. And watching the edit, they didn't actually even talk about the vote against me, which I was pretty surprised about. But that was something that I was happy to do, to give to her and to Missy. I had thought that it was going to be more of like a solidification thing, like how Jeremy gave it to me, the way he thought, but both of us were wrong. So.
Well, when Jerry and I see you next week, we expect you to give us your drinks and food at the bar.
Totally.
Just pass it on down to us.
Yeah, well, I look forward to meeting you guys, definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really be great. I'm looking forward to next week.
One last thing. You know, you were a part of the challenge that Missy got injured in, and she got injured really early in that challenge, and you were belted with her. How bad was that challenge for Missy? Tell us about, your experience running that with her.
You know, she honestly didn't slow us down that much. I mean, it definitely made us take a step back and slow down a little bit, but she was fighting so hard through it. And I give her so much credit for sticking it out through the whole thing because, I mean, I heard a pop when it happened.
Yikes.
And I'm pretty sure so did Keith.
Ooh.
I mean, it was very, it was like, oh, geez, like something just went wrong over here. I thought we were going to have to stop, but she's like, no, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like, okay, I guess we're going now.
Ouch.
So I'm very surprised that we came from behind that much. But man, yeah, she was fighting so hard. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I gotta say, you know, as many people have quit and as angry as we all get when that happens, like seeing Missy say, I refuse to get taken out of the game, and seeing her really persevere through the pain, I have so much respect for that woman. I was blown away at her just tenacity with that much pain. Ouch.
It's only a few more days. It's still going to hurt. It's not really in the game. She's lucky. It's at the very end.
Yeah, she is.
And it's going to hurt even if she did quit. She'd still be sitting in pain, so she might as well just stay in the game.
You want to stay in the game. Star.
There you go.
I love her for that.
So lastly,
huge props to her.
Yeah, we see from scenes from next week, from the finale, we definitely see, and we kind of figure out that Jacqueline's kind of pissed. So
I didn't come 36 days.
Man, that's what she's doing.
She said, "I didn't come 36 days into this game to get voted out." And I mean, I hate to tell her, that's kind of how it works. Up until day 38, you know, there's like that's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Yeah. Sorry,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so. I'm hoping that she sticks in there. I got my fingers crossed.
We're excited to watch.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, John. I know your time's a little short here. Where can we find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm a Mission Impossible. M-I-S-C-H.
That's embarrassing.
N. M-I-S-C-H-N. And then Impossible, only one S, though. There's only one S, not Impossible.
Okay, that's just impossible to remember. You need to get a new Twitter account.
We need to teach you this.
Mission Impossible? Come on.
With one S.
With one S and a U-N. I didn't even
say that. A capital letter and an underscore. It's just exhausting.
Social media, make it easy.
Well, listen, you're gonna be our Man Crush Monday on Monday, so don't disappoint.
Mm. I like that. Can't wait to meet you, John.
We'll talk to you later,
John. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks a lot, Christine, as well, who's over there with him. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
They're gone.
I think they're gone.
And Mission Impossible and scene.
I still didn't understand how to spell that, so I don't know how to friend him on Twitter.
Luckily for people on YouTube, they can see the Chiron underneath.
And you can just Google his name with Twitter, and it'll pop up.
Just Google John Mish. It comes right up, actually.
What is his last name?
Mish, M-I-S-C-H.
M-I-S-C-H, okay.
Just Hot John.
Hot John.
All right, where are we? Where are we talking about? He started, I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans going on.
There is a lot of shenanigans. I took a lot of notes last night, because that episode was just epic.
It was.
And we didn't get to get the whole thing last week, but oh my god, those two episodes were insane
amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
This is like, this season is definitely winding down and turning into an epic season, whereas for a while they were a little bored.
Well, I think they also just got smart too. I mean, that they really are editing it where you just have no idea what's going to happen, because they would sort of leading you one way, and then the complete opposite is what's happening. And clearly, that's not just happening in real life. They're having conversations on the island of who we're going to get rid of and what's going on. So they're actually doing a good job of hiding what you think is going to happen.
Totally. And Natalie, I got to say,
I'm into
it. If she makes it, she's going to win $1 million.
I'm into it.
I know it for a fact. That girl,
she has to.
She can lie like nobody I've ever seen before.
Right
off the bat.
Well, she's trying to fool John and Jacqueline. I'm not sure if that was really a great acting job that she did, but she fooled
them.
She
didn't get
voted
out. Nobody was looking at her to get voted out that night. I was really worried after she pulled that little.
And I have to say, to every person I talked to, including when we were talking earlier, is that no one liked her on The Amazing Race. That she was so annoying.
Oh my God, Twitty
was she?
Oh,
everyone
was so annoying.
In fact, when they announced the cast, Justin texted me screaming, "I cannot believe they're on again!" Like just pissed off. And I have to say, like, she is just like, I'm like Team Natalie for sure.
Yeah.
Like the best thing that ever happened to her game was Nadia.
Was Nadia getting knocked out early on, like the first one? Yeah.
And you know what I really loved about this episode too is it really dug into even deeper how hard Exile Island is really affecting people this season.
Right.
I mean, first we saw Jeremy when he came back; he was just wrecked. And you know, last night we got to see Natalie come back from her little stint on Exile Island, just beat all to hell, man. I wish they would show more of what's going on over there.
Do you want to know what's awesome? I actually watched last night's episode with someone who's never seen Survivor in their life, and I thought they edited finely because you. On the past few seasons, they don't really show how hunger and not sleeping really affects you on the show. It's because you can't really tell, and you can't feel it as a viewer. But this episode, you really, really could tell. oh my God, these people are like losing their minds. They're crying, they're depleted, they're angry. And it all was because of what even John just said right now. And he actually could really see it watching. He's like, oh my God, they're starving to death. But like normally you don't ever see that. Do you know what I mean? Because it seems
especially
like.
Especially now, yeah, right. They don't really focus on
well,
the
because
suffering.
You show them, they have this huge thing of rice, but they don't show that that's all they get like for a while. Like, oh, he's like, oh, do they just get as much rice as they want? Like they just, they don't. You know, they don't understand it.
Well, I thought that was really sweet. They brought Natalie a cup of rice to the challenge.
She lost her mind. Everyone's crying.
Like, ah.
Well, she's suffering through the elements. And, you know, she volunteered. I mean, that's the other thing. Missy's not the only one that's refusing to quit. We have players here. John and Natalie, for a second, we're going to fight to see who goes to Exile Island. They both were insisting on doing it.
Well, let's not forget the reason they're doing it is because they're very smart players. And they know that if there's either going to be an immunity idol there or there's also going to be the proof that someone has it.
Hmm. Right. And I have to say, too, that I was calling Exile Island the...
it's hard to say,
I know,
isn't it?
I can't speak.
Exile Island.
I do this. I speak for a living. that it's sort of like the Survivor Home Makeover show, because they go in and look in one way, and they come back looking like a wreck. And they don't show them. Like, you know, Natalie left, and they barely showed, like, some overhead shots. She came back, and she's just, like, done.
Yeah, finished.
What's going on over there?
Like, I don't know. That's the thing. They're not really showing it. I mean, I know there's no shelter, really, and mm-hmm. they do have fire. We've seen that they have the ability to make fire.
I just
fire.
Don't understand what is so... I mean, maybe the isolation is what is the hardest part.
Well, that seemed to be part of it.
I think so, but I mean, let's be real. There's camera guys there.
Right.
You're not totally
but
by yourself.
With her 20, she hasn't been without her 20 for 30 days ever before in her life.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it is? Because there's something... Because the conditions really can't be that drastic. They're not that far apart.
They're not different.
But there is something about it. Every person that goes over that is just traumatized when they come back. Is there people jumping out of the bushes scaring them at night? Like,
well, I wonder if it has to do with the fact that you're kind of alone with your ideas and your paranoia and
right.
the fact that you miss your family. And there really is no one to distract you in conversation or, you know, at a camp you're constantly getting firewood, you're boiling water. There's like things to do and people to kind of pay attention to. But when you're by yourself, you're literally alone with all those thoughts. And
to your point, too, there is a camera guy, but there's nothing to film there. So I bet they're not there very often. And like at nighttime, they're there. Really?
There's always someone there no matter what because of the safety issues.
They didn't do that on my show. They went to their own camp and left us by ourselves.
Oh, yeah. They always have a crew there, even if it's a smaller one at night with the little night vision cameras. But they're always there, except in the All-Stars when I was in that storm and everybody ran away. That was the only time there's not been a camera crew.
When the storm was bad.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
when I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
The weather actually hasn't been that horrible for them this season either.
It hasn't been. Yeah. No. But, oh, you know what I was going to ask was, I was trying to figure out what day it was at some point. I think it was when Missy hurt herself. Like, what was that day, like 30?
33.
33.
That was 33.
Okay, because that does play a lot into her decision to stay. Like,
yeah.
At a certain point, you're just like,
well,
what
are you going to do? Probst said on EW, he said if it was earlier in during the season, he would have pulled her.
Right.
But the fact that it was just 2-3 days, and you could see her just saying, refusing to quit and nodding her head no, she didn't want to leave.
The same thing happened with me because, you know, I hyperextended my knee.
Ouch.
And my whole knee blew up and I could like literally feel my heartbeat on my knee. And the doctor said the same thing. We don't think you damaged it or beyond belief, but you're just going to be in a lot of pain. So it was like that
right.
sort of same thing. Of course, it was day two with me, but, you know.
Ouch.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like I was having flashbacks last night watching it because it's
right.
like, and injuries are literally the worst. You
oh,
just
especially
feel helpless.
Out there.
Yeah.
No, because you have no comfort. You know, it's not like you can get ice on it or take an aspirin or any of that. But I will say this, you know, I thought it was very interesting because I've never seen the medical team create some sense of comfort with an injury. And
I was thinking about that too. She had like a full cast.
It looked like a cast. And
it should have been in palm leaves or something.
I really truly think that the reason Jeff made that call is because Missy was so emotional and so upset and so absolutely destroyed at the idea of having to leave. After 3 seasons of having people who quit, here in front of him is this woman who is literally saying, I am willing to go through the most excruciating pain of my life because I refuse to quit.
Right.
Because like you saw Jeff's eyes welling up.
He was
on the verge of tears.
Well, if you think even earlier in the season when she was talking with Julie when Julie was on the verge of quitting. And she was trying to keep Julie, even though they made it seem like Missy just cared about Julie for her vote. But I was like, here's a chance for Missy to put up or shut up. And she put up. She's willing to stay.
I love her. I have so much respect for her.
Did you like her? My feelings changed for her after she got hurt, because I thought she was really annoying.
Yeah.
And Baylor,
I was indifferent.
I was team Baylor for a while too, but I just wasn't into them.
This last, seeing her overprotected, you know, her daughter over the brat comment with Reed the other week.
I thought that was way overreacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I also
Here
have
you
to
go.
Bring
you,
up.
You have a mouth. Your mouth. Yeah. Jerry's mouth is open.
I know.
Everyone.
I'm
know what's
dying.
Happening.
Because I just thought that there was such an interesting moment last night when Baylor basically outed her mom for the reason why her relationships don't work.
It's
my mother is known for trusting men that she hardly knows and getting her heart broken. And when she's trying to sway her Missy from aligning with John and to get him out of there, it was the most interesting mother-daughter moment I think that we've ever seen play out.
It really was.
Right?
Yeah.
As opposed to the Laura and Sierra moments, which were like, okay, mom, I'm done with you. This was more like, mom, I want you to see what it is you've been, the mistake you've been making in your life. Here it is on Survivor on national television. You can't help but see it now.
She basically handed her a mirror and said, look, this is who you are. And this is where you're doing exactly now what you're doing in your personal life. And you feel guilty about doing this to me. It was the dynamic was amazing.
It really was. This is a blood versus water victory right here.
Oh, I'm sure that they were screaming when all that stuff was happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they were like, woohoo, the theme works again. You think we're going to see another blood versus water after this season?
I mean, I think they got to do something else, but I know that they love it.
Yeah, it works.
It totally works.
It does.
Well, they proved they don't need to just have all-stars. They can do it with new people as well. So
right.
That's the interesting thing.
I like the new people thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The fans do too. I mean, the fans I've spoken that they are not a huge fan of All-Stars for Amazing Race, Big Brother, everything else. Like, they like meeting new people.
Yeah. I also loved that on this episode, Natalie, once she kind of took charge and decided what was going to happen next, how she approached Keith. And because of his mishaps in the past, tribal councils made sure that she told him exactly what to say and exactly how to act.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to be brooding as if you know you're going tonight.
Her exact words were like, let's not get crazy tonight, Anna. She's so funny. There were so many comical moments the whole time. Like, she was saying some really good, like, one-liners, but she's not even trying to be funny. Like, these little reads that she was doing. What do you think about Alec and the flirtation gate and all that stuff?
Oh, dear God. Yeah, with Jacqueline. That got a little bit uncomfortable because it was definitely going both ways.
It was.
And
but
then,
I also thought, you know...
Are you talking about with Jacqueline or with Baylor?
No, Jacqueline. Both. But when they're showing her laying all flawless with her little bikini, like, I mean, I think the cameras were a little crazy, too. Who knows if that was even the same footage?
Right. I know, because, you know, she's so skinny at this point. Her hip bones create a gap between her bikini and her skin. And I was like, oh, my God. It's like,
and the music
inappropriate.
Changed. I was like this. I can't watch.
But then I thought it was funny that Alec was like, I'm not going to flirt with anybody on Survivor. I don't want anything to do with any of these chicks. And then he totally said he did it to Baylor,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, I'll do anything to stay in this game. He changed his mind.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, dude, and oh, what a sap. That guy, Alec, I swear to God.
He just doesn't even discuss his challenge skill set. I mean, Lord have mercy.
I mean, really.
By the way, I should be nice. He's co-hosting the party with me on Tuesday. If you're in the Hollywood area, we'd love to see you, and we love them. Thank you.
Ryan covers his ass.
I feel like at least the decision that Natalie made last week between Alec and Keith, other than that big conversation with Keith, was a non-issue because Keith didn't last in the immunity challenge as long as she was hoping, at least. It was it was between Natalie and John once again.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting about that challenge, another endurance challenge, another challenge like that really, you know, wears on you the longer you play. And in the end, it was really Mother Nature that decided the game.
Yeah. It looks like it, yeah.
It looked like the gust of wind just came up and there you go. Hmm.
When they walked into that challenge, it looked like torture devices.
It really did.
I was like, what have they got going on now? Like, okay, everyone, stand up. We are now going to drip water slowly into your forehead.
That must have been meant for Natalie because she like had her poles out to the side, those little rings, and she just like had them like different than the rest of them, but she did not move or waver at all.
John
was
in
so
a different
solid.
Position every time they changed the camera to him. He was in a completely different, like, Pinocchio type of position, like a puppet.
He was all out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really good at endurance challenges. Mm. I mean, she kind of just
goes there.
Yeah. And it's true. Like, those kind of challenges are, I think, definitely geared towards women more because it's all about handling different levels of pain. And not, I mean, a lot of us have not had children, but there's a lot of other things we endure that are painful.
Such as what? Dealing with men, shopping, putting on lipstick. Calm down.
Menstrual cramps.
I'm not stereotyping.
Take that.
At all.
I wasn't going to go there, but I'll say it.
Menstrual cramps. Just like torture devices. Go ahead, Jerry.
It is. It's a torture device internally.
Actually, I would start screaming if blood was coming out of. Well, let's just stop right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, I think
our shows are very inappropriate. I know.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
The endurance challenges have always been geared more towards women, but you do have to dig deep. And I love when Jeff makes it a point to explain that to the viewers because it's very hard for people to understand that, you know, you get to a certain point in your body just wants to shut down and you want to quit. But once you get past that.
He's so great at explaining, like, during the competitions. And, like, I mean, he's amazing at doing all that. I am surprised that they're hardly ever in the water anymore. Like, there's not many water challenges. Like, there were some in the beginning that were actually pretty cool. But, like, I miss some of those. Near drowning experiences.
Oh my God. We're just watching people struggle swimming.
Yes.
But there's always that one guy who can't swim. He's on Survivor, but he never learned to swim.
Yeah.
Gervais. Yeah. But then he could swim later in the season, which was a little weird.
Like Roger, Kentucky Joe. Remember him?
Yes.
Australia. Never swam his whole life.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
How do you go on these shows and not swim?
I would be scared to death if I was on Survivor and didn't know how to swim.
Yeah.
I would, because you know eventually there's going to be a water challenge.
Right. Or a tsunami. You have to be prepared for the worst. Things get crazy on the island.
Yeah. There actually was a tsunami after Heroes and Villains. Totally wiped out the whole entire area that we had been in.
That's crazy.
Like a week after we left.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was serious. Like, when it happened, we were all just like, we heard nothing was there anymore.
Wow.
Like, done. It was probably good. It sucked all the human waste that we left behind out of the area.
There was so much negative energy in that god-awful camp that as soon as you left, that nature had to clean it up.
Yeah. Like, literally.
All right. What about if this episode stood out?
I went through my notes. What do you guys got?
Well, what do you think? Well, you know, let's go back to Missy for a second. What
I don't
do you
know
guys,
what's happening.
What do you guys think of that reward challenge? Because that was actually created by a Make-A-Wish kid.
What?
Yeah. There was actually a Make-A-Wish kid. His wish was to create a challenge for Survivor. And Probst talked about it in EW. And he went through the challenge supervisors, I guess. They went through it with him and they approved it. And that challenge, the one that injured Missy, or that Missy got injured in, was actually from a Make-A-Wish kid. 13-year-old kid.
That's awesome.
How did you find that out?
EW. Entertainment Weekly. Yeah.
Wow.
Probst talked about it.
That's amazing.
That is really cool.
They should have mentioned that on the episode.
They should have. That would have been a great little thing to explain to everybody before they played the challenge.
Yeah, because it makes the challenge. I mean, I thought the challenge was very cool anyway.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
And the GoPro camera that was on the thing coming down, every time I would call it, like, it was awesome. Like, it was shot really good, too.
I think they should do that more often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious.
Or they should just hire this kid.
This kid probably there was a good challenge.
I mean, overall, we've seen so many returning challenges that I think that opening it up for other people to come up with a challenge is a great idea.
Yeah, get the public involved.
More of that.
Yes,
Survivor.
We love that, people.
Yeah, you love that.
I'm going to design a challenge. Torture, a real torture device.
Yeah, don't let me. I'll hurt somebody.
Jerry's will just be your women. That's it.
What?
Because you're I can't. You didn't get my joke. No one gets my humor today. Because I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Oh, aspartame. That's why. It's killing your brain cells.
It's killing my brain cells.
It is. Don't drink aspartame, people. It's horrible.
Perfect. What else?
I'm actually really excited about the finale. You know, and I can't believe it's already next week. I hate the way it comes up like
insane.
That with so many people still left in the game. It feels at the end like there's a mad rush to just, okay, we need to wrap this thing up. Hurry.
But right. I know it sounds like we're all pretty hot on Natalie winning.
Yeah.
Natalie, for sure.
It sounds like we all are. But what do you think, like, if you're any of the other players in this game, what do you think your chances are and what do you think you have to do, besides knock Natalie out, obviously, to get the jury votes and to win?
I mean, I think if they went after Natalie, it would be the smartest thing you could possibly do. But I don't think anybody who's left really has the balls to make that happen.
I think Baylor's too chummy with Natalie. She's willing to give it away.
I think Jacqueline would get rid of her. But Jacqueline could be going at this whole thing with obviously some revenge from what happened last week, which she needs to, like, she's so close. She really just needs to take it in and just calm down and get her game under control.
She has a good head on her shoulders. I think she still has a chance. But, like, I think we all know that Keith is just like, as long as it's not me, you know, he's just happy to be there.
That play has worked before for other people. So, Sandra, as long as it's not me. I mean, he doesn't seem, at times he seems really, really smart, and at times it's just like dumb luck that kind of gets him through.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we almost didn't talk about this, but when he went to the spa day.
Oh, my God.
When he got his very first massage ever. I got to say.
Another weird camera angle.
Yeah. Keith, this whole time has just kind of been the entertaining guy who spits, you know? I think this episode, he really drew me in. Like, I'm a big Keith fan, just
for just
entertainment
so
alone.
He's just himself.
And I think the jury likes him, too, if you saw all the shots during Tribal Council. They all seem to be rooting for him as well. So I think he has a really good shot.
It would be bad if they left him in the game at the end. Natalie's still the one to beat, though.
So are we thinking that it would be a smart time for Baylor or Missy to one of them sacrifice themselves and go to jury and try to convince the jury to be the cheerleader for one of them?
Wait, what?
Because I'm saying this.
None of them should give up.
You and I are going. One should go tell the jury to vote for my mom and be that cheerleader in the jury house win the money.
Oh, you mean Missy and Baylor?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But then they're agreeing to split the money, which is against survivor rules.
But I would think for
their mother daughter, you know, it's better for one of them to win. It's clearly helpful for one of them to win. I'm just saying that is a process I would have when you go to think about this sort of thing. You send one of your people, because it's getting close. Mm. You send someone to jury house to be like, come on, vote for my mom.
That's actually very interesting. I never thought of it.
I mean, because think of it this way. Even if, let's say worst case scenario, it's Missy, Baylor and Jacqueline, let's say, in the final three for the final tribal council. I mean, you have two people. I don't know. I mean, if you were a single, would you not want to see a couple get in the final three? Would you kind of have some resentment?
But I'm saying, you think about it, though. There'd be two against one. But also, John, Mr. Charming, is in with all the jury right now saying, Jacqueline did this. She's been doing this. This is what you miss. Yeah. Like,
she is
her cheerleader right now.
I didn't listen.
Right.
I don't know if Jeremy or Josh would listen to him, though, but...
Maybe a couple people, but a lot of people aren't fans of, you know, Missy either.
Yeah.
I mean, once the truth, like, starts to come out and they start exchanging stories and everything else, like, I think you got to send your person in there to be your advocate.
I could see that. I mean, Missy got a lot of bonus points, you know, showing up with a possibly broken foot.
Right.
And still being in there. That's going to be a great final speech if she makes it to the end.
You got to send Baylor in there because she's the cute, charming, everyone likes her. Vote for my mom. You know what I mean? She needs something. Like, I'm telling you, that's
so
what I would do.
So Baylor should sacrifice herself and go to the jury.
She should lay on the sword.
Well, you figure people like Alec probably wouldn't be voting for her anyway. So she'd probably do more good.
Well, I think Alec would vote for Baylor.
I think Alec will probably put the wrong name down. You know,
and he'll definitely spell it wrong.
You're right. Just kidding, Alec. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday.
And my favorite shot of him last night was when he was sitting in the jury, and he was just like... catching flies, man. Like, his mouth was just wide open. I was like, that's a bright guy there.
Yeah.
He's intelligent.
He seems like the brighter of the two brothers, though. That's the thing.
He's like, I'm just happy I made it further than my brother, so I already won.
I can't. I have stories about the other brother that I'll tell you off camera.
Oh, Mitzi, you guys miss out on all the good stuff we talk about off air.
Follow me on Twitter and I will DM you what the tea is.
Yeah, we need to get back into the whole program of you bringing in tea every week.
I know. We're just lucky we're here right now.
I know.
Clearly.
I know. It's the holidays. It's crazy. It's hard.
People are getting crazy. It's out of control. Well, it is.
Well, I think we have a really great finale to look forward to
next week. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I got to admit, this season, from the merge on, this season won me over. I think it took till seeing Jeremy and Josh get ousted and seeing Reed starting to play, and it took all of that to really get me back in.
I think that's kind of how the seasons sort of are. I think the beginning's sort of slow,
yeah,
and then it's sort of just, you know, because it takes you, there's so many people, it takes a while to like sort of even like them. Like, do I like this person? And like, I've sometimes changed my mind about who I like every five times in one episode, maybe more.
You root for an alliance, and next thing you know, you don't root for them anymore.
Yeah, it's like, because sometimes I just automatically just want to root for the underdog, even if I like the other person. Like, no!
Yeah, and I would like to just address the situation of us, all the dirt we've talked this season. Once again, you know, when we meet everyone on the red carpet, just know that we are basing all of our information and our opinions on the show itself, not on who you are outside of the game.
On your edit.
We are looking forward to getting to know you as the person you are in real life, and not apologizing by any means, because, you know, it was obviously a lot of fun to talk about everybody, but... that is what we do.
This is the Jerry Manthe disclaimer at the end of the commercial, and please consult a physician if these happen to you.
I just like to say that because I was a victim of being talked about very negatively for
you know, I'm sure you would have hated me
forever.
When you came up your season.
I was very hated, and it was hard.
No, I said you would have hated me. See me on the red carpet. Oh, I heard what you said on that after buzz, but the internet wasn't around back then, right, Jerry?
Yeah, no, I was old. You know, I was, you know, yeah. I'm not that old, but come on.
I didn't say you're old.
I walked in here on my own 2 feet. But yeah, I like to precursor the meeting of people in person and let them know that, you know, don't be angry at
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Mm. We're rooting for different teams, and at the end, you know, everyone's pretty cool usually. At the end.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Is like I keep finding every season that even though this season there wasn't really a person to hate, which was kind of different than past seasons. They always seem to villainize at least one person.
Right.
And I don't know if it was because everyone was just so amazing or if it was people were kind of watching more what they say and do.
I think for a while I didn't like John, honestly. I think, just the flip-floppiness of it. You know, you kind of wanted to – I was rooting for Jeremy to see him flip-flop back and forth.
The ego a little bit.
I love Jeremy.
I love Jeremy, too. Yeah. So I would say he wasn't really a villain. He was a bumbling villain for a while. But
Jeremy?
I think John. Yeah, I'd say John was the closest thing, I think, to a villain to me.
Really?
But yeah. For
yeah,
a little
not
bit.
Very close. Yeah, but, he was like giving away his spot.
Well, yeah, put him up again.
I know, met this angry woman before us, the original villain.
Yeah, no, it was a very likable season filled with likable people. Hmm. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
It's because there wasn't a Hans on this season.
That's why.
Thank God. That formula is so overworked. Let me just tell you. Sorry.
It never ends. Well, I think we got to hit it, people.
Yeah, I think about time.
I got a booking.
Yeah.
I'm a busy man.
I got three jobs going right now. So, yeah.
I'm here.
Christmas season. It's busy, man. People are out shopping and stuff.
That's awesome.
People buy a lot of jewelry around the Christmas holidays.
That's a Jerry plug again.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'll go ahead and throw out my little info, and then we'll spread it around. You can find me on Twitter, at Jerry Manthe. You can go to my Facebook page. Jewelrybyjerry.com. Check it out. I'm running out of inventory, so buy your presents now.
Get your stuff now. And I'm the easiest. RyanAllenCarrillo.com has all my shenanigans, people.
Awesome. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nandovel, NANDOVEL. And I'm here on AfterBuzz for a couple other shows like Walking Dead, Homeland, which is wrapping up in about 2 weeks. And
I love Homeland.
Yeah, and Blacklist coming back in February.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Walking Dead, I can't really do anymore. It's too violent for me now. I had nightmares of zombies chasing me.
And you can rate and comment on iTunes for AfterBuzz or any of the other AfterBuzz shows. There are about 60 that we do per week. Otherwise, yeah, I think that's it, right?
Until the finale. We're done.
Tell the finale, people.
Yeehaw!
Awesome. Take care.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.